Well, I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News Jan Lowe, the Lib Dems, the Liberal Democrats Party's candidate, declared candidate for Fremantle. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, very, very happy to be here.
Well, it's nice to meet you, as it will be to meet the other candidates who have declared individually or for their parties. And I have to ask, you're a young man, why are you running in Frio, Jan?
Yeah, okay. So at least I guess there's two parts to that, two part answers to that question. The first part is, why am I running at all? And the biggest reason is over the last few years, with all the COVID mandates and government overreach as part of the COVID response, I feel like our individual liberties are slowly being eroded away. And that, you know, I've been affected personally where the mandates have come down on me on my work, and I've had to choose between taking a medication that I don't believe in or losing my job. And you know, I've got a young family. You know, I'm newly married. We're expecting a child. So you know, it wasn't an easy. We've got mortgages. I'm just a normal person, and it was a really tough decision to go, you know, which one do I make? And ultimately, I chose to give up my job to stand for what I believe in. And you know, that sort of spurred me to say, you know, the way things are going, if this keeps happening, you know, what other freedoms are we going to lose in a country like Australia, which is supposed to be a free democracy? Like my family originally came from Malaysia, and we left the country because there was corruption, there was a lot of, you know, racism, people aren't treated equally. So we left that country to seek a better future, and it seems like, you know, we've got out of the frying pan and into back into, you know, something like that. So yeah.
Now, before you had to make those choices and faced with that moral and practical dilemma, as you've explained it,
yes,
were you a member of the Lib Dems?
Yes.
And do the Lib Dems, broadly speaking, share that same philosophy that you've explained?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Lib Dems, the core principles of the Lib Dems are, we stand for small government. So we think individuals are best placed to make decisions that are best for themselves. So the role of the government is to equal the playing field, but by and large, get out of the way of individuals so that they can do what's best for themselves. So we stand for small government, individual freedom, and free market economies. So that's why I joined the Lib Dem back even before COVID, yeah, because those principles resonate with my own. And the Lib Dems being a minor party, we don't have any big sponsors, so we don't have answer to...
You don't have a Clive Palmer behind.
Exactly,
you.
We don't have a billionaire backing us, so we don't have to answer to him. We don't have big corporations or big unions backing us either. So it means we get to stick to our principles when we're campaigning and making our policies, but it also means we're a bit poor, so yeah.
So would it be unfair to describe you as a libertarian?
No, not unfair, no. I would definitely say I'm a libertarian, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, you've started to allude to it about your choice in relation to your employment.
Yes.
What skills would you bring to the job if elected Fremantle's MP in Canberra?
Right. So I guess the biggest advantage of a candidate like myself being with the Lib Dems is, like I said before, we're not beholden to any corporation, so we are, you know, free to stand for what we believe in. And a lot of the... So we are unafraid to make the tough decisions that are needed to bring the country back on track. So for example, like debt, we've got a huge debt issue, and all the major parties are still campaigning on, we are going to spend X, Y, and Z to improve the country, and no one's addressing the debt issue. So, you know, we have the freedom to do that. And
That's at a broad and a large policy level.
Yeah.
Your background is in engineering.
Engineering, yes.
Is there something about training as an engineer or professional practice as an engineer that gives you skills that others mightn't have?
Yeah, absolutely. So being an engineer, obviously, we're good at numbers. We're very analytical. So when it comes to policies to do with economics and stuff like that, you know, crunching the numbers, you know, that I have an advantage there. And being an engineer, most people don't realize this, but stakeholder management is a really big part of our job. So, you know, we've got multiple clients who want different things, and we have to come up with a solution that fits everyone. So, you know, and engaging with different stakeholders in the electorate and coming up with the best compromise or the best, the win-win for everyone. Those are sort of the skills that I bring as an engineer, yeah.
Yes. Now, do you live in the Fremantle electorate?
No, I don't. So I live in Bull Creek, which is just outside the electorate.
Yeah. Pretty close.
It's quite close, yes. Yeah.
Plenty of Fremantle Dockers supporters in that part
of
the
absolutely.
World.
Oh, absolutely, yep.
And, but so far as local issues in Fremantle are concerned, so far, from a Lib Dems point of view, you've spoken about the macro issues, dealing with the debt that we've mounted and so on. But what about Fremantle? Do you discern that there are particular local issues that you'd like to agitate?
Yeah, so I think the biggest one that I see anyway, just walking around Fremantle, is the decline in small businesses over the last few years. And I guess the reasons are complicated, but one of the biggest factors playing to that are the COVID mandates and the lockdowns, you know, making it very difficult for small businesses to survive. I personally have had coffee shops that I go to quite often, once a week, that are no longer there.
In Fremantle?
In Fremantle, yeah. So, you know, the impact on small businesses is huge, yeah.
And without wanting to get into a long discussion,
yes,
really about that, it looks like around Australia, we've got in Western Australia, I think, more than 95% of over 12-year-olds double vaccinated, and the rules and regulations are slowly and surely changing. Do you see things in that sense? Not that they can ever return to normal, but do you see it getting much closer to normal soon?
I certainly hope so. For my personal, you know, I've got a vested interest in getting back to normal, so I certainly hope so. But it's more than just getting back to normal. It's stopping this from happening again, which is the push that we're trying to push. Because, you know, it might get back to normal, but if something similar happens again, another emergency in inverted commas happens again, the same sort of, sacrificing of personal liberties might happen again. And that's what we're trying to prevent.
Yeah. Coming back to what might be, as I suggested, the more macro issues for your party.
Yes.
You mentioned the debt.
Yes.
I think the United Australia Party also mentioned that.
Yep.
And I'm sure all the parties actually agree we can't keep mounting debt. How you reduce it, of course, is a big policy question.
Yes. Yes.
You've also mentioned the anti-mandate stance and perhaps, in regard to our discussion just now, that becomes a less significant point in the present.
Yes.
Are there other major sort of policy concerns or issues that if the Lib Dems were suddenly in government, they would be wanting to implement?
Yeah, definitely. So we've got a suite of 10 policies, the macro policies that we're addressing at the moment, and we've put that under our Freedom Manifesto. So I'm not going to go through all 10.
Well, people will have a link to the party site
when they read and listen to this,
so they can see it. Apart from the two I've mentioned, what is the next one that would most excite you about trying to implement?
Yep, so the next one that will most excite me is our tax policy. So we think income tax, especially on individuals, are way too complicated and way too excessive. So we have a low flat tax policy where if you earn under 40,000, there's no tax. If you earn over 40,000, for every dollar you earn over 40,000, it's a 20% tax, and that's it.
Oh, wow.
And that applies to businesses and individuals. So even if you run a cafe and you earn less than 40,000, you pay no tax.
Well, that's an interesting one. It'd be great to see sort of budget analysis over the implications of that.
Yep.
Can I ask you about a couple of issues that, when I look around the media and see what's happening, as well as issues raised on Fremantle Shipping News, to see what you think about these issues.
Yep.
We're living with what many people have described as an existential crisis with the implications of climate change.
Yep.
Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, so in terms of climate change, so I think the climate is changing, there's no doubt about that. How true some of the science is, I think it's up for debate. But our stance as a party is that the best people to tackle climate change isn't the government, because bureaucrats sitting in a room far away inevitably make the wrong decisions to tackle such a large issue. So our stance is the climate change issue is best left for the private sector to sort out themselves.
And the party as well, I take it, not in support of any government intervention to direct outcomes.
Yes, yeah. By and large, that's correct, yes. So
you place your trust in the market doing the right thing.
Yes.
That's interesting. Why should the market do the right thing, or why will the market do the right thing without encouragement, Jan?
Yeah, so this is a really complex, big question. I guess everyone wants to survive. Like, we don't want to live in a world where, we don't want to destroy the world that we live in. I think that's common across all people. But the point about giving the market the letting the market sort it out is, when the government tries to intervene. So for example, right now, if you're saying we have to go solar 100% to stop climate change. The technology isn't quite there yet. If Perth were to go all solar and we had 2 weeks of rain in winter, the battery banks needed to store the energy to supply the whole city would be as big as the city itself.
There are transition issues.
Yes, exactly. So the free market inevitably sorts out these transition issues. They find the next stepping stone that will bridge the gap for us, because there's profit in it, and the technology is only just out of reach. So people go for it, they make money out of it. And then the next step, becomes more accessible, and over time we get to where we need to go. But by forcing it, by trying to make it come to fruition prematurely,
yes,
we inevitably stumble or end up with a solution that doesn't work long term.
Okay, yeah. But take something like electric vehicles. Australia's been very slow on the uptake compared with a country like Norway, yep, where they've mandated,
yep,
the electric cars have to be there, and yep, same with ships, I think, yep, in the next few years.
Yep.
Would you be opposed to a government providing financial incentives, reducing current taxes on vehicles to increase the uptake of electric vehicles?
Yeah, so in terms of tax, we are opposed to increasing tax or
opposed
to all taxes at all.
So you're happy to take all the taxes
Absolutely.
Off?
We take all the taxes off so that the playing field is level, whether you are a internal combustion engine car or electric vehicle. You compete in the same market, there are no incentives or disincentives, and may the best winner win. So in that sense, we're opposed to all of those sorts of taxes. In terms of actively encouraging electric vehicles, no, I don't think we would have a policy for that, because as we say, we let the free market sort that out.
How do the Lib Dems then deal outside Australia's borders with the international trade world? Do they think that it ought to be entirely free, no tariffs, no restrictions, no luxury car taxes, for example?
Yes, in general, yes. So the policies, specific policies, again, large issues, so I'm not across all the specific policies, but as a principle, we encourage free trade. We're opposed to all tariffs and whatnot. But of course, there is the, moral dilemma from when, if we are leveling the playing field, but the opponents outside the countries are not, for example.
That makes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Which is what they've been negotiating through my whole lifetime.
Yep.
Before we wind up, The other issue that's getting a lot of airtime, broadcast time around the country is, yep, the need for a Federal Integrity Commission.
Yes.
Where do you and the Lib Dems stand on the need for that?
Yeah, I think I personally absolutely agree. I think our politicians are, or the current politicians are, going down the road of, down a slippery slope, should I say, to put it nicely. So yes, we will support the need for that commission, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Jan,
yes,
it's been really nice meeting you today. Is there any particular issue I should ask just as we finish that we haven't covered that you would like to mention?
Not a specific issue per se, but I'd just like to take the opportunity to say, us being, the Lib Dems being a minor party, not beholden to large corporations or any big financial backers. We are the party that can make the tough decisions to help, sort the issues that Australians are currently facing. So look us up and see if you agree with us.
Fantastic. Thank you for talking to the Shoe News.
Thank you very much.